Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bob Priddy. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Hart reaches second base with a double. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hart scores. Peterson moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Peterson trying to get to home. Brown throws the ball into Hundley who tags Peterson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Hand's now pitching. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Fuentes trying to get to third. Phillips throws the ball into Santo, who tags Fuentes for the out. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kessinger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Hans moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Pretty. Kessinger scores. Hans moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hans scores. Phillips scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lanier catches it and throws to first to double up Beckert. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-0 in the game. Hans bunts towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to third. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, And the Giants too. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peterson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Herbal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-0 in the game. Hans hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mason pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing second base. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. Haller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants too. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Haller and he is out, Virgil applying the tag. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hart for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.